MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 16, 2024. In the headlines, Peabody approves 3A zoning, and a new water heater at Newburyport High School costs some pretty big bucks. Cloudy, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:24 a.m. Caroline Enos is reporting that the Peabody City Council voted to adopt an overlay district that allows multifamily housing by right, essentially bringing the city into compliance with the MBTA Communities Act known as 3A. The 8-2 vote by councilors on Thursday night creates an overlay zoning district in Peabody covering Brooksby Village off Route 114, along with the Jaden Apartments and Highlands at Dearborn Apartment Complex off Dearborn Road. The district allows the creation of up to 138 new housing units, 58 at Brooksby Village and 80 off Dearborn Road. The city initially looked at a district that would allow 1,700 new units, but that proposal was scaled down to the current scenario late this fall. Dave Rogers is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. School and city officials were forced to quickly replace Newburyport High School's water heater after its roughly 21-year-old model failed on November 12 at a cost of almost $160,000, according to city records. Now the city council is being asked to dip into the city's free cash coffers to help pay for the bill. As of Friday, the city had $2.8 million in free cash, according to Mayor Sean Reardon. In a report authored by James McSweeney, Director of Facilities for Newburyport Public Schools, officials were notified that day that hot water no longer flowed through the school's pipes. A check of the basement showed the 750-gallon heater had a catastrophic failure and needed to be shut down. Replacing it quickly became imperative to comply with health codes and prevent closing the school due to the lack of hot water. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
On AdamLive.com, Craig Daw is writing that local communities held Wreaths Across America ceremonies on Saturday to honor veterans. Lynn Swampscott Veteran Services held two of these ceremonies, including a Lynn ceremony at Pine Grove Cemetery and a Swampscott ceremony at Swampscott Cemetery. There was also a Marblehead ceremony held in Waterside Cemetery. The ceremonies occurred on National Wreaths Across America Day as part of a larger nationwide effort to honor veterans and their sacrifices. There were more than 4,900 participating locations, millions of volunteers, and more than 3 million sponsored veterans' wreaths across the country this year, according to the Wreaths Across America Facebook page. And Stephen Higgins reporting in the Gloucester Times, the 79th annual Rockport Christmas pageant will take place on Saturday, December 21, just a few days before Christmas. Parade participants will adorn themselves as Joseph and Mary, the three kings, shepherds, and others who visited the newborn Christ. The pageant, tentatively scheduled to get its start around 5 p.m. in Dock Square, will move slowly up Main Street past the Rockport Art Association and Museum and then travel to the nearby First Congregational Church of Rockport. In sports, some North Shore sports highlights from the weekend. The Marblehead boys basketball team won the Zach Markowitz tournament with wins over Danvers and then against Bishop Fenwick in the championship game. Sam Thompson of Marblehead was the tournament MVP. The Salem News has announced its football all-stars in today's paper. Salem High School's Rocco Ryan is its Player of the Year. Gloucester boys hockey team beat Danvers in overtime 5-4. The Fishermen were down by 3 goals in the second period before mounting the comeback win. And the Marblehead hockey team improved to 2-0 on the season with a 3-1 win over Beverly. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Wizards last night, 112-98. Boston will host Chicago on Thursday. The Bruins were off last night. They play in Calgary tomorrow night. And the Patriots lost in Arizona 30-17, and they're now 3-11 on the season. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.